Let's share what God's been doing in my heart, and hopefully there's an impartation for you all in the midst of it. But for those of you who don't know, I turned 30 years old on June 14th.
Woo!
And yeah, 30, hallelujah. and I knew that coming into 30, that it would be a significant time period for me. And so I remember the day leading up to it. It was June 13th. I was watching, if you watch basketball, the NBA Finals were on, and the Toronto Raptors were playing the Warriors. And it was an okay game. The Raptors won, but we won't talk about that. But it was about 11-ish at night, and I was watching the post-interviews. And really, I just wanted to stay up because I was born at midnight. And so I was just like, God, for my 30th birthday, I just want to be up. Like when I hit 30. And I remember the moment that midnight hit, I was on my couch still watching these basketball interviews, but all of a sudden in my room, I felt Holy Spirit just hover over me. And it was all of a sudden, it was like this shift in different perspectives, and like God began to do certain things in my heart that I want to share about. And so if most of you know me in my 20s, really, like, I love going to different places, connecting with different churches and ministries. And like, I know people like all over the place, and I love like to see how God is like moving in different streams of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
But the moment I hit 30, it was like, God was like, what would it look like if you began to plant somewhere and really begin to connect with the generations?
Wow.
And he really began to put on my heart, like, what is the legacy that you'll leave behind if you're still called to Chapel Hill when you're raising your family? Like, what would it look like if your family grew up in a place where they could connect with young and old alike?
Mm.
What would it look like if you feel your passion for a college revival and walk it out with the young and old?
Wow.
And so I just wanted to share the scripture verse that began to really take me down this road. It's in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. Most of us are familiar with Isaiah 60, where it starts off, "Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come." But right before that, Isaiah shares this. He says, "As for me," from the Lord, says the Lord, "this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore."
Mm.
And this is a verse that I've preached from all throughout my 20s when it comes to seeing the generations align and walk together. But for some reason, it held more weight, especially over the past 3 months and as I've been listening to different prophetic streams about God aligning the prophetic words of God for revival with the generations. And I really began to think about, if it's true that one of the reasons that the Jesus People movement, a huge revival that happened in the 60s and 70s, began to fizzle out because some of the young people didn't have mothers and fathers in their lives to really mentor them.
Wow.
And we're on the brink of one of the greatest harvests that we've ever seen across the earth.
Yeah.
Do we want to repeat a cycle?
Mm-hmm.
By not allowing for the young people to connect with mothers and fathers.
Wow.
And as I've been pondering this, I was like, God, I know I'm still called to see breakthrough in Chapel Hill.
Come on.
I know I'm still called to see revival at UNC Chapel
Yes.
Hill.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's time to really commit myself to word and to the generations. Because what I really believe is this. I wrote this out because I couldn't really like remember it. I really believe that this is a time where across church communities, God is going to knit together young passionate warriors with seasoned lovesick builders and wise fiery elders together.
Wow.
He wants the young ones to fan the flames of the wise fiery elders and let them know, like Moses, that their ministry is just beginning.
Yeah.
Wow.
He wants the seasoned lovesick builders to pour wisdom into the young passionate warriors.
Mm.
And he wants the wise fiery elders to love on the young and the season and champion them into the fullness of their callings because it's a family thing.
Come on.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Because if you translate church in the Greek, one of the words for church is oikos. And so it's in the oikos, or the family of God, where we begin to have deep, life-giving, messy interactions, loving interactions that sharpen us across the board as we're going deep in community.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's in the oikos of God that we begin to pursue the heart of God and pursue the people that are in our midst so that Jesus can receive his inheritance.
Yeah, wow.
And this really began to sink even more deeply last week, which led me to meet with Matthew and just chat with him this week. I didn't even know Sarah was preaching on what she was preaching on last Sunday, but last Saturday, my friend Del Augusta, he's a pastor in California, he began to preach this really powerful message for about 2 hours to a whole city of people in California on community. And he began to preach about what it looks like to go deep and plant yourself in community and grow even in times of uncomfortable community, because it's in those places where we really get refined. And that message began to put such a weight on me that I woke back up after hearing it at 11 p.m. I woke back up at 3 p.m. and turned the message back on and replayed it before I came to church.
Wow.
I was like, God, this is what you're doing in this hour.
Yeah.
For us to really see the fullness of what you want in revival, we have to go so deep and plant ourselves in community. And so I don't know, maybe you have friends that you've been believing to connect with, or maybe they've been hurt in different churches. But one of the things that stuck out in the message was sometimes we get hurt in church, right? But that skews our perspective of what Jesus looks like.
Yeah.
And then we're not able to fully enter into the fullness of what God has for us.
Wow.
But the example that he used that really stuck out to me is sometimes we go to restaurants and we have bad service. But we still go to those restaurants, right? Because we love the food. Sometimes we just need to allow God to work in our hearts, to reassemble us. And I really believe that God in this hour is going to knit the body of Christ, young and old, so that we can go deep together and reach his inheritance. And so that's really what I wanted to share. And I hope that whatever comes from that, you can receive that. And I just pray right now, God, I declare that wherever we are in the body of Christ, wherever our friends and family are, God, that in the same way you've been working on my heart for the past 3 months, Lord, that you would, Lord, release this, God, all over us, God, especially over those, God, that love you, that know you, but Lord, maybe they haven't known where do they fit in the body to plant in family. God, would you knit the family of God back together to be able to walk out the oikos of God. In Jesus' name.